district. Such drastic measures are generally viewed as a last resort for underperforming schools. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 305 points. This is SRN News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Once again, today, temperatures are going to be running way below normal. Lots of sunshine, though, with a high temperature only in the low 60s today. It'll be cold again tonight, but not quite as cold as last night. Overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, a nice recovery. Plenty of sunshine. High temperature 73 on Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely again on Friday. A few stronger storms are possible. High in the low to mid-70s. Then another big temperature plunge over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm Bobo with Capital Tractor. Engineered for maximal performance and dependability on the job site, Kubota Construction Equipment is a force to be reckoned with, like Kubota KX excavators and SVL track loaders. Test one today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
A federal judge strikes down an Alabama law against panhandling. District Judge Keith Watkins says that the law against street begging or pedestrian solicitation is unconstitutional. The American Civil Liberties Union of Alabama filed the lawsuit against the state law, saying it criminalizes poverty. State lawmaker Reed Ingram now has a bill to offer in this upcoming legislative session that would create more penalties for those who loiter along the side of state highways. Ingram says this is not about panhandling, but is in regards to public safety. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
A lot of people ask me, what can I do to actually make a difference in D.C. and my state government? Well, I use Quick Letter, K-W-I-K Letter. It seems simple, but the tried and true method to get their attention is by writing a real letter. I use the Quick Letter app for my phone to write all my representatives a real letter in a matter of minutes. Quick Letter automatically determines your representatives. You write or dictate a letter on your phone, then tap the name of every representative you want to receive that letter. Quick Letter handles the rest. Go to quickletter.com or download the Quick Letter app today.
A teacher at Faith Academy in Mobile is now in jail and facing charges for sexual relations with a 16-year-old student. Jonathan Sowers was arrested after the student admitted to meeting him at a Walmart parking lot recently. The student had told her parents she was going to shop for school supplies. However, the parents became alarmed after she was gone for too long and headed to the store. Lieutenant Mark Bailey spoke to Fox 10 TV News about what happened after that.
They found her car, did not find their daughter in the car. They went inside the Walmart. They could not locate their daughter, so they became very concerned, and they notified the sheriff's office and wanted to file a missing persons report.
Sims police caught up with a student walking alongside a nearby road. That's when she admitted that she had met up with Sowers in his car. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime, and as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 11 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Wake it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
News and Views with Joey and Eddie. I'm Joey, he's Eddie.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing all right, you handsome devil. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Today's turned out pretty good.
It has turned out pretty good. Now, the Pentagon don't seek armed conflict with Russia. Who are they saying that to, themselves?
Yeah.
It's like Stuart Smalley looking in the mirror.
You ever do that, Joe?
Yeah, but I do the opposite. I'm like, you're ugly, you smell, you have no talent. Now go out there and make something of yourself, you schmuck.
Go get her done.
Right. I go more with the shaming negative approach.
It, hey, it works for some
seems
people,
to be working.
It works for some
like,
people.
I lost a lot of weight so far doing that, you fat piece of crap.
Oh, man.
Yeah, look at yourself side profile in a full-length mirror.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah.
In fact, in my house when I get older, not much years from now, there will be no mirrors allowed. And if they are, they're just head mirrors, no body mirrors. Because we're just getting older and wider. And it's kind of depressing to look in the mirror.
Now, I'm putting a pause. I don't mind telling you. I'm just putting a pause. It's not like I went to AA or anything. It's not that dramatic. But I put a pause on drinking. I realized, like, what's this doing for me?
Yeah.
You get a little bit of an up swing when you're having a couple beers with friends, but I feel crappy the next day. I'm not recovering like I did when I was 21, 22. It's definitely, like, one beer's a lot of calories, and you drink one, right?
So I drink Busch Light.
That's just bubbly water, man. I can just drink Club Soda.
Hold on. Club Soda ain't got quite that flavor of Busch Light.
Well, that's fair, if that's what you like. But, you know, okay, so I'm just going to stop for a little while.
Nothing wrong with
it. Not like I'll never have a drink again in my life, but I'm realizing, you know what, this isn't helping me.
The only problem with making public declarations like that is, Joe, let's say tomorrow something great happened in your life, and you're like, man, let's go grab a beer. Mm-hmm. So, no, just hear me out. So you go grab a beer with whoever. One of the fans go, Joey, I thought you stopped drinking.
I said pause.
Yeah, you pause while you're on the air. I mean, you're going to run into a fan like me that's going to kind of destroy you a little bit there.
Actually, this was why I stopped, because good things have been happening.
Yeah.
The time change is great. Getting on great guests. I think the show has only got growth potential here.
Okay.
And especially compared to where we were 3 years ago.
Oh, certainly.
And so, we'd hit some great interview, some great day on there, and it's like, yeah, let's go out and have a good time. And then I would wake up the next day feel like crap. Even when I didn't, like, I had three beers, feel like crap the next day for no good reason. So it's like, why do I keep doing this to myself? I should be happy right now. So putting a pause on that, but that brings up two stories.
Okay.
It's a tale of two types of women in this modern age.
Bet I dated them both.
This headline from the New York Post. Oh, excuse me. From the Washington Examiner.
Mm-hmm.
Women now binge drink more than men for the first time in history. Doctor warns. Let's read the story here. For the first time in history, women are outpacing men in binge drinking, which is a growing concern among health officials as overall drinking for young adults is on the rise. As the pandemic came to an end, they seem to be drinking more than ever. In 2020, during the pandemic, we saw a continuing decline in binge drinking among college-age students. Most were isolated or at home as classes moved online. Group activities or parties where drinking would be prevalent simply were not happening, unless you were in Florida. Because that didn't stop.
Not at all, Joey.
Now, 2021, this is according to Dr. George F. Koob. He's the director of the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. Dr. Koob, with a K, K-O-O-B, says in 2021, there has been an uptick, particularly among women. Now it turns out on college campuses, women are actually binge drinking more than men.
I really think that's been the case for quite some time, Joe.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, are you counting like a couple bottles of wine a night?
No, I'm just thinking, of my youth, I guess, really. And now that I think about it, most girls, I guess you'd call it binge drinking because they didn't like the taste, so they wouldn't sip on something. You just swill it to kind of hurry up and get the effects.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be binge drinking all day long.
Koob, Dr. Koob, said that while drinking overall was down during the pandemic, deaths associated with alcohol were up 25% for not just college students, but the general population. Yeah, deaths of despair. If you're by yourself drinking that amount of, you're not happy.
Drinking was down during the pandemic?
Overall was down, but alcohol deaths were up 25%. But we're now back to post-pandemic levels. People are going to parties and colleges and bars are open again. Restaurants are serving bottomless brunch.
Yeah.
You want
bottomless mimosas.
We're drinking mimosas over at Tahoe later. Going skiing afterwards.
You do that.
It sounds like a good time, actually. Like, who's? Why am I knocking it? I'd love to go drink bottomless mimosas, but I'm putting a pause on it. So this is an interesting development that women are now binge drinking more than men. There's actually a social media trend that encourages dangerous hacks to binge drinking, including the viral Borgs or blackout rage gallons, which combine water, electrolytes, and vodka. Oh, no. TikTok is specifically pushing the misconception that this drink will keep you hydrated while drinking copious amounts of liquor. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. I'm going to mix my vodka with Gatorade and see what happens. You're going to get really drunk.
Yeah, get really funky tasting Gatorade. What happens?
Well, so that's one story of one type of woman in our modern society. Now, the next story from, yes, it's correct this time, the New York Post.
Oh.
It's another TikTok trend. It has to do with women. Have you heard of this viral trend called trad wife?
Describe the trend.
We'll get into it, but the headline is TikTok's viral trad wife trend accused of romanticizing an era where sexism and racism ruled. Well, of course some commies said that gobbledygook.
And honestly, I can honestly say that one's never crossed.
No, trad wife would be like, you know, I'm a homemaker, or I work on the farm, or I'm modest in my dress and approach, except
so that's
when,
a bad thing?
You know, when is that a bad thing? I don't know. Apparently it reminds people of sexism and racism. But here's the here's the trend. Donning elaborate dresses, fastening an apron around their waist, and popping in their finest pearl earrings, or at least some iteration of pearls, for another round of household chores or cooking. More and more young women are following in the footsteps of the quintessential mid-century housewife, thanks to the latest TikTok trend. But while some women are eager to shirk all the hustle and bustle of today's corporate world and channel Barbara Billingsley as June Cleavers, others are none too happy with the trend. The new trend for submissive women has a dark, hard history, reads one headline for The Guardian.
Really?
What drunk lady wrote that headline at The Guardian? Take another Xanax, calm down, honey, Excuse me, I've been hanging out with you too much,
yeah,
Eddie.
Joe, you better back up a little bit, Bubba.
Well, this broad needs a slower roll. Let other ladies do what they want, you do your thing. Combat boots and all. Who cares? It takes all types. Why can't you just be happy with what you do and leave other people the hell alone?
Ooh, that's a novel idea, Joey.
You want to be a trad wife? Go ahead. You want to be as drunk as a fish? I guess, go ahead. Now, you might make choices, make me want to do my own thing away from you.
Right. But is that so bad?
I thought that was freedom. But an article from, have you ever heard of this publication, Hype Bay? B-A-E, as in not like a bay down on the coast.
I have, because I think I've clicked on stories that's taken me there.
But Hype Bay, they had an article that slapped these trad wife videos as disturbing, writing they typically feature a cis straight white woman longing for the 50s, an era where some women could opt out of participate in the corporate working world and be stay-at-home mothers instead. Actually, I have a woman in my family who was like a vice president in the corporate world.
Yeah.
Like Pepsi, Nabisco level.
Yeah.
She decided... She had a great career, but she didn't want a nanny raising her kids.
Perfectly understandable.
So she went back home, helped raise her daughters.
I mean, I'm looking now, and now I see what a trad wife is.
Yeah.
I'm ignorant. I don't see that. I mean, all these trad wife women look kind of happy that they're doing what they're doing.
I kind of like, you get all this. You can't turn on the TV these days, and it's like, oh, women jumping on trampolines. Like, yeah, we went through the 90s. Like, I'm over it, man. I'm not completely over it, but I'm a little over it. It's a little passe.
But,
like, bring back the modesty.
Well, here's something I don't get,
though. Leave something to the imagination.
These women, and I'm looking at them now, they look like they've all volunteered to enjoy this lifestyle. It ain't bothering you. It ain't bothering me.
Mm-mm.
What's the problem?
I mean, look at that lady. Wouldn't you want to marry her?
She'd make a great mom for somebody. But, I mean, I don't...
But, so, as the trad wife thing is popping up, traditional living, you're also getting all these women now drinking more than men. Like, what the heck is going on with women, the fairer sex?
Ever since they joined the workplace, Joey. Ever since they joined the workplace, things have changed.
I just feel like I need to tread lightly, though, because I can't even figure out one. Hello, Sky Mosley.
Hey, Joey, a little piece of advice from a person who's got some experience.
Yeah.
Never get together with a woman that can outdrink you.
Oh.
Never.
Probably
that's
a really
happened.
Good idea. Now that I think about the outcomes that could happen.
You brought back some pretty...
Oh, I lived it, brother.
Ow.
You brought back some pretty bad memories with that comment there.
Yeah.
You're right.
Think about it.
You're quite right. Now, there was one that was a fun memory. It was my buddy's girlfriend, who's a redhead.
That's okay.
And she could drink us under the table.
Yeah,
like, I mean, redheads are just that way.
It's fun for a little while, but don't make a long-term thing out of it.
Yeah, but can I get the combination, like, best of both worlds? Like, you know, during the week, it's a trad wife, and then it's like a woo party girl on the weekend?
Well, if anybody could pull it off, but...
I don't think I do.
Not Joey.
You know, Eddie, I could wave my magic wand around...
We've already asked you to put the magic wand away, please, Joey.
But it's mine. It's fun to use.
I understand, but it's yours.
A wishing stick. I need one of those.
A wishing stick.
That's what he's got, all right.
Two 272-9228. I mean, like, this whole idea, though, that it's like the trad wife trend on TikTok, it's like, or it could just be women and a lot of women in Alabama.
Yeah.
Just live that way. And there are plenty of women who do both. Live, fun, healthy lives. They balance all sorts of work and family obligations and do fine.
I don't see what the issue is. There's,
Oh, but you've told me this a long time ago. The number one enemy to women? Other women.
Yeah.
True story.
Am I saying anything untrue? 272-9228.
100% true. Yeah. And I know you guys have argued with me on this, but the reason women dress is for other women.
Is it?
Yes.
Think about it. You know, women say, I can't wear the same dress twice.
Mm. Right.
Do you think men care?
No.
Right.
Who gets on about it? Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, and if there are any women out there in their car listening, well, it's just a bunch of guys talking about women. What do y'all know? Well, why don't you grow a pair and call us? Or something like that.
Or something.
Yeah. Well, it's the truth. I'll I'll take that to my grave. It's the absolute truth. Women, they dress for other women, and a lot of their actions are for other women.
And you're, just to give you some credibility here, your credentials.
Yeah.
You grew up with how many?
Oh, yeah.
Not divorces. I don't want to bring that up.
You're trying to bring that up?
No, I was saying,
I thought that's where you're going.
You were raised with how many sisters?
Five sisters, and my mother, and my great grandmother, and as well as a stepsister occasionally come live with us.
Yeah, I think he.
I defer to the master.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I know how to piss women off like nobody's business, but I don't know how to kind of stroke them back down to normal, too. Be nice.
Thank you for that,
yeah.
Mr. Bader. This part of the program brought to you by, well, Pest Pro Services.
Speaking of Pest Pro Services.
Yeah.
You know they have it. Oh, we talked about it yesterday. The Athlete of the Week contest. If they have a softball player or a baseball player you'd like to nominate, you can go on their Facebook page. You'll see the information there. I think they got their email address there, a little bit of information. And that's how you nominate them. And they, every week, I think it's Friday, they actually put a thing out on Facebook with the Athlete of the Week. I think it's great.
That's why I love Pest Pro Services.
Me too, man.
I mean, they have amazing pest services. Right now, it is termite season. Ashley told us that yesterday. Termite season is upon us.
Yeah.
You want to get your home and yard and whole area treated before you do have a problem and, say, crown molding and framing is turning into sawdust. That's
it happens.
Huge issue.
It happens. But also mosquito season, Joey.
It is.
Yeah. It is, man. Don't let this cool weather fool you. They ain't dead. In fact, I got bit again yesterday.
Right, so whether you're out back trying to hang out with the trad wife or some drunk skunk, you got to get those mosquitoes treated if you want a big party, if you want to spend time in the backyard. Who wants to spend all that money on a nice backyard and then have to spray yourself down or light a candle before you go outside?
We don't want to do all that, man.
No, Pest Pro Services can treat your yard for the mosquitoes, can treat your yard for those termites, and any pest problems you might have here, especially as things warm up. They can help you there. Just call them at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. You can also go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views with Joey and Eddie. You can mention Sky Mosley,
sure,
too.
Sure, go ahead.
He's part of the team now. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I see that spring a coming is rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen them hot chicks since I don't know when.
And the price of eggs is rising, and I can't pay no more.
Honey, gonna raise us up some chickens.
Woo! Goodbye, grocery store.
This is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
And Mama's Produce.
Hey, Tammy, with rising prices, seem like folks got the grocery store blues.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
So y'all just come on down here to see us, and we'll show you how to raise up a garden, raise up some chickens. We can help you save some money so you can say,
goodbye, grocery store.
Do you dream of being a lawyer and bringing justice to the less fortunate and vulnerable? But would you need to keep your full-time job while you pursue your dream of law school? Did you know you can do both with Faulkner Law's blended learning executive JD schedule? Learn on your own schedule during the week with flexible online coursework, and then come to campus in Montgomery only 2 weekends a month. Learn law, seek justice on your schedule. Learn more about ABA-accredited Faulkner Law's executive JD schedule at 334-604-7600 or law.faulkner.edu.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We we get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views. Now, Sky Mosley, tell us a little bit about that trusty publication you got there in your hand.
Oh, yeah, the Alabama Gazette, your conservative alternative newspaper, published right here in downtown Montgomery. And it's really, it's like an old-time newspaper used to be. Of course, you have your state, local news, politics, but mostly local flavor. That's what it is all about at the Gazette. All their writers are local people, outstanding crew they have, top to bottom, and none of them are paid. It is, they're all volunteers. They saw a need in the area for a conservative newspaper, and they filled it. They just do an outstanding job. I was just looking over the Inside the State House column with Steve Flowers. You know, they're back in session again. He gives you a complete rundown on all the goings on, what is on the agenda, what's likely to pass, what's likely to fail. Very insightful from Steve Flowers. And that's the Alabama Gazette. It's always just outstanding coverage, trustworthy, local, honest. That's the Alabama Gazette. You get yourself a subscription right now for just $38 a year. That is a bargain. While other liberal, woke newspapers are going away, the Alabama Gazette is thriving. They'd like you to be a part of it. Give them a call. 356-6700, the Alabama Gazette. 356-6700. And yes, Eddie, they've begun publishing tidbits.
I see that.
The puzzles and games news.
I like this.
It's good stuff.
Man. And on the back, they've also got the dine-in, in or out tidbits, too, which tells you some good restaurants.
Yeah, I like great that. Stuff. 356-6700, the Alabama Gazette. Call them.
Appreciate it, Scott. Let's go to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Hey, have me... immigrants illegal has come in Alabama the last few months. If you know, you may not know that.
I don't know.
Yeah. I was talking on the talk show radio here. I get on talk radio now, so. But Houston here is not as good as you guys, so you're a lot better.
Thank you. Oh, I appreciate that, Clint.
Oh, that's a fact. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And I talked to him this morning. I don't know if you ever heard of Michael Berry. He's in Houston.
Vaguely. No, I don't think I've ever listened to him.
Yeah, but anyway, I talked, you know, we're talking about the border crisis this morning. You know, the whole problem here at the Texas border, this is the governor's fault. The governor could have shut this down way back, and he agreed with me, because you know Texas is a republic. When they joined the union, they got a little clause in there that they can leave the union when they see fit. And Texas is a republic; they can shut down the border. And the governor, I don't know what he's afraid of. Is he afraid of the feds in D.C.?
Well, they probably do give his state a lot of money.
Do to him, sir?
I'd imagine the feds give his state a lot of money.
Yeah, there's nothing D.C. can do to the state of Texas. You know, the Alamo started this, you know, and Sam Houston ended it.
Well, we'll see if...
the governor here in Texas doesn't do any more than what he has.
I don't know. I think he maybe wants to talk a tough game but not follow through, not walk the walk. And there already, I believe there was a state representative there in Texas who filed for Texas secession, Texit, so to speak. And I doubt that'll go through this session, but it's always interesting that Texas does hold that card in their back pocket every once in a while.
They do. And Ted Cruz here, he ain't done nothing either. Ted Cruz, like all the other, he just, like you said, sir, he just talks the talk.
And if all you want to do is talk for a living, join a talk radio show. Otherwise, do something about it, Governor, Senator. I appreciate it, Clint.
All right, have a good day, guys.
You too. 272-9228. Now, I want to shift gears here. The Federal Reserve, you know what target they're going for? Inflation came out yesterday. It's like 5.5% on the CPI, 6% on core CPI. It's probably a lot higher for the average person. 55% year over year for eggs. And Eddie was telling me to just go get chickens yesterday. Good thing you look handsome today. I can't be mad at you when you look this good. But the
and I'm right, too.
What's the target that the Fed, anybody knows sitting in front of me, the target of, they want a little bit of inflation. How much do they want?
Under 3%.
Yeah, 3% I thought is our magic number. Stay under.
2%.
2%.
2% is the sweet spot.
Well, they got some lofty goals, don't they?
Well, and, you know, there was a member of Congress who had Jerome Powell in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked Jerome Powell, hey, could you explain for the folks out there listening, the voters, they're average, everyday Americans, why the 2% target? Why no inflation? Why maybe deflation? Yeah. What? Why are you targeting 2%? Let's listen in. This will make plenty of sense.
For the general public, for those working families and people, why 2%? Why is getting it to 2% so important?
So that has become the globally agreed, essentially all major central banks target 2% inflation in one form or another.
Mm-hmm.
How does that help my Nevada families? How does that help people in Nevada?
I'll tell you how it does. And it's not obvious how that is, but what 2% inflation, to have people believe that inflation is going to go back to 2% really anchors inflation there, because you know, the evidence is, and the modern belief is that people's expectations about inflation actually have an effect on inflation. If you expect inflation to go up 5%, then it will. You know, if everyone kind of expects that, because that's what businesses and households will be expecting, and it will kind of happen because they expect it. So having a 2% inflation goal, which we had for many years.
What? So if you expect inflation to be 5%, then it'll be 5%. So should we just get everybody, like, get Donald Trump and George W. Bush and Bill Clinton, Barack Obama and Joe, but get all the presidents together. Bring in Oprah. Get, like, a huge celebrity telethon, and you just get the whole country, the whole globe. We are the world, after all, and say, everybody believe in 2% inflation. Everybody believe in 2% inflation. It'll be that way? This whole animal spirits nonsense.
Well, it's globally agreed to, Joey.
Well, it's pseudoscience is what it is. Well, and they say deflation's bad, Sky, because you won't go buy that cup of coffee if you know tomorrow
it might be less.
That coffee is going to be $6 instead of $7. First off, you got to stop going to Starbucks.
No, I already did.
Take it another way. What about gas? Say you're on your way home,
right?
Okay, and you see gas today has dropped 3 or 4 cents. Do you get it today, or do you say maybe it'll drop some more tonight, and I'll get it on the morning?
No, I get it when I need it.
When do you
know this idea that you won't buy gas, you won't buy coffee, you won't buy food because prices are falling is nonsense. You need gas, you need coffee, you need food.
But you put it off, Joey. The reality is nonsense.
Only so long.
Yeah, you've got to have it.
Okay.
They've got us so screwed up that for our financial system to work, we always have to have a little bit of inflation. I'm sorry that it went to 9-10%, but we're going to target that little bit. They hardly ever hit that little bit. And they've convinced the everyday man that falling prices that make cheaper things for you to buy is a bad thing.
Right.
It's not. And the economy could function just fine
if they'd get out of the way.
Oh, but we have this debt-based system, and that will...
That's their system, really.
Yeah. The middle class has been getting screwed for decades.
Yep.
And we're just now seeing it, unfortunately.
End the Fed. It's my number one goal. When I'm a benevolent dictator, it's the first thing
I tell you, I already told Eddie this. I should have told you this more. You're very handsome today. You're a brilliant man.
I'm dressed up. Well, you know.
Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Good afternoon. Before I go any further, I forgot the other day, put me in for the Sweet Creek there, 5-3.
Gotcha.
All right, gotcha.
That's May 3rd for you non-math majors.
All right.
Hold on. Let me get my fingers out of these gloves here.
Got to carry the one.
When they talk about inflation, they do not, they don't include the price of food, do they?
Nope.
Right.
Or gas. Because it's obscene. I'm the grocery shopper, and I shop at Walmart over here in Prattville, and I know what everything, you know, I got it down to an art, you know, buy stuff. Coca-Cola, 2-liter bottles before Go Brandon came into office, was like $1.25.
Yep.
Or two, it's $2.68. That's not 8%. That's right. Over 100%, isn't it?
Well, just look at your Dollar General or Dollar Store. Everything up until a couple years ago was a dollar. It's $1.25 now. That tells you it went up 25% right then.
You know, I mean, just items that have just gotten. I buy just. I'm not trying to bore anything, but one more item. I buy the Great Value mayonnaise in the quart.
Right, right.
It was $1.89. It's $3.58.
Daggone.
So this, some of this stuff. I don't know if it's the stores or the manufacturers that know that people are expecting inflation, so they're jacking the prices up on this stuff, or what? But
I don't think it's an expectation. I think it's a cost of inputs. The inputs of the business is upping their overhead costs, and they're trying to keep a certain margin.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. They don't include food because food impacts everybody.
Right.
I mean, that's one of your biggest expenditures. I shop for just me and my wife. And when I go to the store, I'd spend about $70, you know, $80. Now I can't get out of there like about $140.
Yep.
That's not 8%. There's some people out here that I guess they think we're stupid, but I'm not because I listen to News and Views. But
if that's your only source, you're in trouble.
Don't brag about
but
that.
But I mean, I just can't believe that when they talk about inflation, they don't include food. That's just ridiculous.
Food and fuel.
Everybody buys them.
Yeah, both things that everybody has to have.
I appreciate it, Jim. I got to run.
All right, y'all have a good one.
See you, Jim.
272-9228. Here's what I would have you imagine. Imagine somebody goes into some smart fella. He's clearly high IQ, and he comes up with a theory of how money and economics works. And then you build a political economy. You build a government system and banking regulations and rules, standards of finance, off of that theory. What if it turns out the theory has a massive flaw in it? So it works for a while.
Sure.
And you can kind of, you know, change things here or there, and you can keep the party going. But you're noticing there's a massive flaw in this theory, and yet we've built multi-trillion dollar institutions, including governments, off these theories. Do you think even if you can convince the smart folks your theory's wrong, man, they're going to admit to it and start to change the system?
Too entrenched.
No. I wish they would, but no.
And I think that's exactly where we're at. We built our institutions based on faulty theories.
And refuse to change.
And we're in a damn tough spot if we want to get out of it. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Carl there at the Herb Shop. Carl Schmidt. 30 years as a naturopath, herbal medicine specialist. What Carl loves to do is have you stop by that brand new location in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center. Big green letter says the Herb Shop there. It's right next to like Jalapenos right there in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center. And stop by and he'll first ask you, okay, do you go to the doctor? What does your doctor have you on? What has your doctor said? What's going on with you? I need that baseline there. Folks tell him that, then he can check to see if you're low on certain vitamins and minerals, or maybe you have toxins inside you from outside the body that could, you know, maybe you got mold in the house and you don't know it. It's not a high amount, but it's enough to where it's causing problems within the body. Carl can find that sort of stuff. He can also set you up on aromatherapy. I think Mr. Boodle, Greg, is doing that.
That's right.
Now. It's a great mood elevator, or maybe you need to relax. They have different scents that sort of peppermint you know, lifts you up. Lavender, you know, calms you down.
Yeah, calm.
Mm-hmm. And then they've got exclusive there here in the area at the herb shop, this X39 phototherapy patch. It is stem cell invigoration, essentially. It stimulates stem cell, base level stem cell growth in your body. It doesn't just stop aging. It reverses aging. It actually gets you back to producing stem cells like when you were 10, 20 years younger. Remarkable stuff. A lot of people swear by it. I do. I had this massive shoulder problem. I've been wearing this patch for 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Good deal.
Okay. It's remarkable what this thing does. I'm a believer because it's working for me. You got to go check this out, especially if you've got weird aches and pains or low energy or whatever it is. Maybe autoimmune problems. Go talk to Carl there at the Herb Shop. Again, that brand new location at the Pepper Tree Shopping Center right next to Jalapenos, or you can always call them at 271-2882. That's 271-2882. Be sure to tell Carl that Joey from News and Views sent you. And before the break, let's go to Biloxi Gambler. Right. Hey, sir, how are you?
What's up, Biloxi Gambler?
Well, I'm fine. I want to go back to Clinton, Texas there. See, Ted Cruz isn't going to be for succession for Texas because he's a senator from Texas. That'd be voting himself out of a job.
Well, but doesn't President Cruz of the Republic of Texas have a good ring to it? You just got to incentivize these politicians enough.
I'd like to see Texas and Florida and everything in between going all the way up to Ohio, and we just start our own country and we all exit. That'd be fine. Leave the Northeast and the far West to themselves. That's a different story. I was going to say we were dangerously close to negative inflation under Donald Trump. Negative interest rates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And negative interest rates. I mean, God, I keep saying that. Anyway, not negative interest rates. Yeah, negative interest rates. Okay. That's right. I was right. Okay, negative interest rates is of course. It's only happened a few times in history, but I was doing some research. That would not be good for us.
Nope.
For one thing, your bank would charge you for any money that you have in there.
Right. Yeah.
And the whole idea was to stimulate lending. So yeah. I can't hold on to this. I'll be charged for it. Like, let's send it
exactly.
out.
Exactly. So that prompts people to, because if you don't spend the money today, it's not worth any. It's worth less tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and that did happen. I think in Germany, something with the marks and some stuff that started World War II or some crap. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not a history guy like you are, Joey. But I'm a finance guy, and I said, well, what's wrong with negative interest rates? And I looked at it. And I went, ooh, yeah, that's not a good thing. But we ain't got to worry about that.
Well, and here's where I was mentioning this just a second ago. Even if you come to believe, like I do, you don't have to, but if you come to believe, like I do, that the market should set interest rates, it should be how many people demanding, wanting to borrow, and the pool of real savings, how many people want to lend that out to invest. And you let people, through that give and take of the market, come to an interest rate on the market. Instead, we have price fixing at the Federal Reserve. It sets the overnight banking rate, and they pushed it down to negative in many instances. Like you said, they couldn't keep it there forever. Guess what's happening now that we're raising it up and this boom bust continues? But even if your mind changes to where you agree with me, maybe you do, maybe you don't, even if you understand it that way, you look at the system we have now and you're like, how do we get from point A to point B? Everybody's reliant on this system that's pretty crappy right now.
Federal Reserve is a private bank. The marketplace is setting the interest rates. The only thing federal about it is the name Federal. There are no more federal.
Yeah, but the head's appointed by the president. They have essentially cartel power over the whole banking system, granted by the government.
And that's the problem.
Yes.
Yeah, where's that in the Constitution?
Bring back the Dixie. Right. Remember the Dixie? We used to have a Dixie.
The old Vin
D's. We had a Dixie until, you know, they some kind of war or something. I don't remember.
They loved us so much, they tried to kill us.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. All right, man, talk to you later.
Thanks, Blitz Gambler. Great call. We got it. This quick break. We'll be right back.
may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments, so call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hi, I'm Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop Wellness Center and the Pepper Tree Shopping Center. We've used Blue Water Broadcasting for years, and we attribute our results to what they do for us. If you want results with your advertising, call Blue Water.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Once again, today, temperatures are going to be running way below normal. Lots of sunshine, though, with a high temperature only in the low 60s today. It'll be cold again tonight, but not quite as cold as last night. Overnight low temperature down to about 36. Tomorrow, a nice recovery. Plenty of sunshine. High temperature 73 on Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely again on Friday. A few stronger storms are possible, high in the low to mid-70s. Then another big temperature plunge over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CB&S Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Final segment here of News and Views with Joey and Eddie and Sky.
Yeah. Beautiful day.
It's always good seeing you, Sky.
Love being here. I don't like the time shift, but hey.
Yeah, I know. It's wearing on me too. Eddie and I were talking about that off air. We'll adjust. And on top of that, we get the time shift with spring forward.
Yeah.
That, I think, throwing me off the most. Like, it does feel more like 3:50, not 2:50.
Don't even get me started on daylight savings.
And don't you love how that your clock that you forgot to change reminds you of that? Like, my car did that to me.
Oh, yeah. It's the one in the bedroom.
Right. I freaked out for a second. Am I heading to work an hour early? What's going on here? And I've just left the microwave clock wrong now. You're The oven one's correct. My phone's correct.
Are you the one setting it wrong in the break room? Who's doing that?
I don't touch that clock.
Who's doing that?
I wouldn't suggest touching it. No.
I set it, and they come back and set it like, and it's the minutes and the hours, so I know somebody's messing with it.
Now,
that's a good one.
I'm just saying, if I could whip out my magic wand and just set all the clocks
wishing stick.
Yes.
Okay. Please put it away.
Isn't that what you use to find water? Let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpenter. Ray?
Man, how are y'all doing today?
We're doing great, Ray. How you doing, brother?
Well, I'm just trying to find a really good price on a carpet square.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in here flipping. Let me just start doing that. Concentrate on this. So, what are we talking about today? Because I'll be honest, I have been running so hard that I have not had a chance to listen.
We are just covering how the paradox of thrift, as it's called in the economic literature, is a bunch of crap. We were talking about how women are now out binge drinking men, which is just disturbing. Plus, more women are going to the traditional wife lifestyle. It's a trend on TikTok. And we talked about state budgets and a bunch of other stuff.
Well, you know why women are out drinking men, right?
Why?
Because those are actually men.
Yeah, have you met us?
Oh, I didn't think of that angle.
Oh, right. Damn.
I'm just saying.
You got me there, Bubba.
Yeah, if you're drinking.
I always thought Becky had broad shoulders.
That's the reason why. but I tend to think that a lot of ladies out there are going back to the traditional roles because it's just, you know, I know in my life, and Angie's been blessed to stay home with the kids, it just makes for a happier home. It's easier. You go home, the homework's done, everything's done, you can enjoy the evening, get up and do it again tomorrow.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it ain't too bad spending a lot of time with family.
Nope, that's not bad at all. Matter of fact, I'm going to spend all week with them next week. We're not going to be here next week, but the gang will be, so can y'all do the ads for us next week?
Yeah, we can do that.
Spring break, I got two left.
That's right.
Three springs left, and then Sailor's off to college, and I've learned once they go to college, they don't want anything to do with you anymore.
Right, it does happen, but that number is still 285-8117 at your private carpet store?
It is. If y'all need anything at all, including commercial, like I said, right now I'm dealing on a huge commercial job all day and just trying to get the pricing where they needed to be, call us at 285-8117. We'll come out and give you that free measurement. Next thing you know, you got a floor down. Just that simple.
Thank you, Ray. I appreciate you, and we'll talk again tomorrow. But next week, we can definitely handle the ad while you're on another break.
Okay. Bye. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy. Hey,
272-9228. Hey, Dennis, Red Top, y'all can call back, but for now, let's go to a lady.
All right.
Donkey Lori.
Hey, beautiful.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing much better, and I've been listening to y'all. I've been wanting to call in. I love your new time spot. I'm on the road from 9 to 3 anyway, so I'm going to listen to you one way or another. And when I'm home, I just pull up the app on my iPad and put it on my big booster speaker thing that we use by the pool.
Cool.
So I can hear you wherever I am in the house. I just wanted to comment on two things. The ladies with the binge drinking, mm-hmm. Eddie can probably attest, I've actually slowed way down, Eddie. I am on a hiatus from fostering puppies.
I saw that.
I fostered over, me and my husband together have fostered over right at 150 puppies since January of 2022.
Wow. God bless you.
And there's nothing like having a little kick in the butt where you bring a couple puppies home that have something that shuts you down for a little while. We only lost two puppies in a year and 2 months, and everybody else has been adopted. So. Yeah.
You do great work, Laura. You know,
you really do.
Yeah.
I thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. But yeah, poor Eddie's got some of those late nights.
I love it. What are you talking about? What else am I doing?
You know, it's not just college girls that will indulge a little too much. I'm in my 50s, and I'm like, it's been a rough day. but the other thing I want to say is that you guys are doing a fabulous job. Every time I turn Fox News on now, I hear myself go, liars. Liars.
Good. So, it's work.
So there's some positivity to this because you guys make us laugh. And I mean, we do get pissed off about what's going on in the world, but you guys remind us that, you know, there's a lot of good. And there's a lot of good people. And, Joey, you've always reminded us that when we get our own house in order, you know, everything's going to be all right, you know, in our circle, our home. So I do want to get in on Sweet Creek.
Ah, excellent. I got
just
you, honey.
In time.
5'9".
Gotcha. 5'9". Yep. Donkey Lord. Okay. Gotcha.
I appreciate you guys. I miss you guys, but I have been listening, and I promise to re-engage now that I literally on my days off go, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't have 5 tons of laundry to do and puppies to clean up behind. And my husband's like, rest. Just rest.
Just rest. Yes.
Yes. Yes. But you guys have a great day. Love
Thank you, Lori.
Guys.
Love you, honey.
Appreciate nice it. To hear from her.
It really is nice
that's,
to hear
that's
from
That's God's
her.
Work.
Yeah. She really does.
Thank you. Those.
She really does.
So what did we learn today, gentlemen?
That if you want a woman, you better get you some liquor, because they're going to drink it. So maybe that's where, Joey, instead of drinking the liquor, you just bring some with you for her.
I thought I should more go in the direction of a trad wife.
Not a bad idea. You can wear the
Actually, I'm kind of looking for that combo. You know what I mean?
You're looking to be kept man? A kept man, Joey?
No.
What's wrong with that?
No.
You wouldn't be a kept man? The hell is wrong with you?
No, I wouldn't want to do Leave It to Beaver, but I could Dick Van Dyke it.
Joey.
Bring Chandler Moore.
Yeah. Or though, is separate beds actually optimal for sleep?
Let me go ahead and tell you, when you get a certain age, you got 2 bedrooms in a house. Both of them get used only if 2 people live there. Because when you wake up and it sounds like you are laying next to a beast who's just snoring.
Who's this manatee on right. Earth, you know,
right.
beach
And you're like, I gotta get out of here. It's so nice to have a bedroom downstairs that you can escape to, or she can escape to, because she usually hiding from me.
Oh, we also learned that Donald John Trump and the January 6th men's choir, or just choir,
yeah.
They're moving up the charts.
All right, I got a request, bullet, baby.
If you could play that on the way out. Somebody requested that earlier. I don't know if you got
No, we don't have time.
Okay. Is that the prison choir?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, number one
like
on
songs.
The Apple iTunes cool. hit list. It beat out Miley Cyrus's Flowers. She can love herself better than you can.
There's some justice in
right,
that.
Thank God.
Finally.
Let's see who this is on Win. One. Not much time here. How you doing?
Hey, I'm on.
Yeah, who's this?
Well, today I'm Erica the dog.
All right.
Erica Hello, the Erica the
really,
dog.
Really, this is Dr. Moore, because I'm just a troublemaker.
Hello.
I was just going to say, here's the thing about drinking. You've got to watch out for the, are you ready?
Yeah.
Congeners. It's the congeners, y'all. That's what gives you a hangover. That's your dark liquor in your beer.
True story.
Is that in red wine?
Yeah, red wine. So you want to go with, like, the best thing you can ever drink is your vodka.
Have you ever
and
tried?
I'm not speaking with experience.
Well,
okay, the other funny thing that I want to tell you is I thought you were calling people trap wives, and I was like, trap wives? And then I like...
No, not the...
Yes.
You know, I hope you call me every day.
I love her.
Because I love when you call.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm really... Me and Eric, the dog, are actually having a competition. I don't know if any of this. I'm trying to call in more than him, so bring it on, Eric.
Good luck, honey.
All right,
y'all,
bye.
She's on it.
Bye.
She's getting it.
I love it.
I like that lady.
Trap wife.
I love that. Yeah, that's a whole other story.
Somebody's going down the TikTok rabbit hole tonight.
Unfortunately, we don't have time for that.
Well, y'all stay tuned. I believe it's going to be a replay today as Greg is out, but it should be him and David Blackman all day long. Should be some good stuff. Y'all stay tuned for Happy Hour.